This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Hey fam, we're good to go on the Trim Healthy Podcast. Glad you're listening. What was really cool is I finally got a backdrop. And this is the one they accidentally got. What's the story with this?
Leslie picked it up.
What's the story? You came in and you were drooling all over it. You're like, this
that's what I'm saying. But it was an accident.
It got nixed. Well, Leslie chose you a backdrop, didn't know it would be this psychedelic. And so the camera crew guys got in earlier, right? Set up and nixed it. They said, there's no way we're having this. This is psychedelic. I came in and like,
were
saying,
yeah,
this
but the
is
best
epic.
Of it
this
is like Danny. Behind Danny, behind the couch. It gets like way more.
We'll see. We'll leave it for this week and see if we're going to keep going with it. We'll see what it looks like. You guys can tell us if you like Danny's backdrop because it is your homeland, right? This is your roots.
Well, hold on.
It's a Spanish white church in the Mexico.
Yeah, I would say yes. This is very like me. I don't know that it's like
you
the blue butterfly.
You sit in there and have a bean burrito somewhere.
Yeah, you are there eating a bean burrito. You are.
I will eat a bean burrito now. I've eaten nothing today.
That's wrong. Oh, that's right. That's we don't
why,
want to
why
share.
Are you doing that?
If you're
it's
doing
an
something
early
wrong,
show.
You should.
What do you mean it's an early show? You don't get up and brush your teeth and have breakfast.
We are recording early.
Sometimes
today, but you should. There's no excuse for you not eating breakfast.
What are the sometimes?
And, hey, Serene, remember I said there's so much to cover today. Yeah. So even though we love our Danny, he can't take up the
How am I the blame?
Just being you. Sometimes you take up space and air. We love you.
Let me shrink myself.
So, guys, we have been promising you a protein potty for a long time. And we've been giving little bits and pieces, but not the full picture. We have written the full picture in our new book, Trim Healthy Wisdom. That Serena and I are writing together now because I needed her in there in some things. I was writing on my own and then I'm like, Serena, little sis, please come help.
And I was on it. I'm so excited to be part of Pearl's book. And then I'm going to have her come in on my one that's taking forever to write.
It's called Trim Healthy Wisdom.
Yeah, the new book won't be out till late this year and next year.
I don't
know.
What's the wisest thing in the book?
The wisest thing in the book is to not jump into what everyone else is doing.
Nice.
And it's talking about the wisdom years. You know, there is a time when women enter into years of wisdom. And
but that's a time when we all feel desperate too, because the metabolism slowed down and things happen to our body and we feel undone and we feel like we don't even know how to operate our own bodies anymore.
Like you used to be Ariel, but now you're like feeling like the octopus
it's a
woman.
Difference. And we kind of wake up in a new body and it's like, how on earth, how do you work this one? So, you know, that's what the book's going to be about. But the protein thing is huge. It's a huge part of it. But okay, so we've heard, as Serena and I have shared little bits and pieces here, we've heard a lot of you kind of get excited for it. But I'm telling you, I've heard a lot of feedback that's kind of negative. And I want to go into that today. Just to say why we're doing what we're doing. Some of you feel overwhelmed because Serena and I have been a little bit more detailed or a lot more detailed about protein. And we've started throwing some numbers out there for the first time. Whereas when we first started Trim Healthy Mama, we didn't have numbers. And we were like, hey, just do this on your own. Make this plan your own. You don't need numbers. Just, you know, do it your style. But we have found that as you get into these pause seasons, as you get over 30, as you get over 40, as you get over 50.
If you want to start earlier because you want to really get great smart habits.
Yep.
Or if you're an athlete or for some reason you just would like to just be optimized earlier on.
Yeah.
You know, because there are optimal levels of protein.
Yeah. So there are you can go deeper. There's more to be had. What we want to say today is you don't have to go deep with us. If you want to do your Trim Healthy Mama plan in the most basic way it was written, more power to you if that's working for you. It still stands the test of time.
Yes, it stands the test of time. But let me say, it is a fantastic foundation. And we love it for that. But it's we don't ever want to stay and just stay on ground level, base camp. It's fantastic base camp. If you want to celebrate base camp and stay there, great. But we want to go and hike.
Yeah, we do, personally.
We we've always told you, we're always going to bring you cutting edge information. And our whole desire, Pearl and mine, is to be cutting edge, is to always stay on the top of science, always to stay on the top of what we're learning. We are learning like knowledge nerds about health, like what's next? What are scientists coming up with? What have they found out about the human body? What have they found out? Like, we want to know. And we think it's so fun. There's a scripture in the Bible that talks about it's the glory of God to conceal a matter, but the glory of kings to find it out. Right?
Yeah, so and we must be kings. Right? Well, queens.
But the point being is God has hidden some amazing truths. He's hidden some incredible stuff out there that science is just starting to catch up to. There's so much more out there still hidden. And we want to be on that treasure hunt. And so if you want to come along, great. But we don't want people getting upset because we're being who we are naturally.
Yeah, like this potty. We won't stop bringing stuff, and sometimes they're half-baked ideas because we're still learning them ourselves, right? So we're going to throw things out like, hey, we're learning this, and maybe we haven't even got the fullness of it ourselves. And when we do bring the fullness, we'll do a potty on that. So this protein thing, we've kind of been learning little by little ourselves, but when we learn something, Serena and I, we can't help but share it with you guys.
The potty isn't really base camp anyway.
It's not. It's where it's going on adventures together.
Yes, the potty is a whole big field trip. Happy field trip.
It's like,
trip.
Come with us. We're going to talk to Danny about it.
And not just physically, spiritually, yeah. Mentally, emotionally. I mean, we don't just go on rabbit trails here.
No, but
we plan big trips too.
Yeah, so we got a message from Catherine on Facebook, and she actually is not mad about it. Some other people were underneath commented, they were a bit frustrated. So, maybe you feel like Catherine. She said, I've been a trim, healthy mama forever, in quotes. And it's just life for me now, a very pleasant, decadent life full of food. I love it. I have listened to every potty while working on our macadamia farm down under. She's from Australia. And love every part of them, often laughing out loud as I go about my work. But the protein thing is bothering me. I'm happy to be a protein nerd, but I need more specific info to be one. I am 50 at goal weight, and I do strength training at least 3 times a week and cardio workouts at least 2 other days. Catherine Emery.
Go, Catherine.
And now I hear you girls say 2 eggs are not enough and other things are not enough. So what exactly is enough? And considering we can't get your products down here, so let's consider that Creamy Dreamy is not an option. We have whey protein isolate, collagen, ordinary food. How many eggs do I need? How much fish, chicken, and meat? How many cheese, nuts, Greek yogurt, etc.? And how do we know how much leucine is in any of these? Thank you for helping a frustrated girl out. Good question, right?
Very good question.
Questions.
Yeah. And we do have to say we will do our very best here, okay? Mm-hmm. We don't want this potty to be overwhelming or frustrated. Turn it jolly well off if it makes you mad. But just listen with an open mind. Mm-hmm. Come with us on a fun adventure. You don't actually have to have products to do this. If you want to do this with just food, you can, but you'll have to be diligent. Mm-hmm. So let's go, Serene.
Yeah, and I just do want to say one more thing too. We don't want to leave people in the dark.
Yeah.
You know, if we've got information and we hear information and it's about blessing the human body and making it better, why would we keep it from you?
Yeah.
So
let's go from the very beginning. When we first wrote Trim Healthy Mama, I would call it that we asked you to all come with us on a protein adventure and ground every meal with protein. We kind of did say when people asked us for numbers, we say, hey, shoot for 20 to 25. That sounds good. But we were never adamant about it. And we never said to get that, you need 4 eggs or whatever. We didn't say it. And I would call it, we always ask you to say, hey, ask yourself this question. Where's my protein?
Yes.
So I think that's a great start, and I would call it protein nerd level 1.
Yeah.
What do you think, Serene?
Yeah, I think
because you're more than most people.
I just feel like it's protein base camp.
Yeah, but most people don't ask themselves that question,
really?
So it's a little bit nerdy.
Okay.
I have a question for the nerds.
Yeah.
Is like a decent sized piece of chicken 20, 25 grams of protein?
Yeah, so that's what we're going to go to. It's it's not rockin' science. Mm-hmm. It's okay, so here we're saying come with us. But now let's be a little bit more careful about how much you're getting, okay? Because as you go into these pausal seasons or even before.
What, after 30?
Yep, after 30. If you're not doing something about it, you're losing muscle.
Okay, and even before 30, if you're not having adequate protein, it's so much harder to stabilize your blood sugar. Mm-hmm. And what else are you going to be filling your plate with? You want heaps of vegetables. Yes, you want to. But at a certain point, people are looking for something stick to their ribs.
Yeah.
You know, non-starches don't really, if protein isn't really enough and you have your non-starches, people start looking for another thing.
You feel the grumble,
and you fill it up with crazy
stuff.
When I eat
right, I feel a grumble.
When you feel right, eat right.
When I eat right.
Oh, because you're feeling the hunger. Come on.
Yeah. I would say I probably daily battle with like getting those carbs. Like I want them.
But carbs are good.
I know they're good. But yeah.
But you can easily just grab carbs
and forget about your protein. That's what you're saying, right?
Easily.
Yeah.
Like, and not even know I'm doing it.
And I'm telling you, you're woman do that. Okay.
I think so.
Yeah. And so that can happen, right? So,
and we think we're not. The psychology of this stuff is so interesting to me because I'm like, I sit next to the gals. Like, I know what's up and I'm the guy. And then other people think it. And so it reinforces my identity that I'm good at this. And I think the reality is if I kept a food journal, I'm not.
But I think it's so important. But I just want to say this. Children can grow muscles from bread almost, right? Yeah. They're blessed that way. It's better if they have protein. Their blood sugar is way more happy when they
have
protein.
That's why we do it.
And they're not snacking monsters, you know, and they don't get so hyperactive and all that.
And they don't hallucinate.
And it does build wonderful, strong bodies. We do need protein. It's just that as we age, when we age out of childhood, we have to start thinking about protein to get smart habits, because once you hit 30, if you are not being nerdy about it, even if you're just celebrating base camp, you're losing muscle.
And let me say, why are we going so crazy about keeping muscle around by our lean body mass? Why? Because it's everything. It is your metabolism. You know, so many of us, as we get older, our metabolism slows down and we think, oh, it's thyroid. We think it's all these things. And yes, it plays a part. But the main thing it is decline in muscle and we don't know what's happening.
Let us be specific. Muscle is your metabolic tissue. You want to know what you pinch on your body, what you could touch, what you could point at. That means this is actually the wood for the furnace. Yeah. Muscle is the wood for the furnace.
That's a great way to look at it.
And now what happens when you lose muscle and it becomes punier?
Punier.
It's just not as big as it once was. It's not as strong as it once was. Mm. What happens? Well, you cannot receive insulin because your muscle is what opens up to insulin and then burns that food.
So you become insulin resistant, which is what America filled with.
If your muscle has declined, you bet you are insulin resistant. It happens. It's the same time.
Yeah.
It means the same thing. Mm-hmm. Muscle decline means insulin resistance. And then what does insulin resistance mean? It means you can't burn food. You have a bad metabolism.
I always go by the booty do method.
And what's that?
It's if your stomach sticks out further than your booty do. Then I start doing push-ups.
Well, you should keep up the daily push-ups.
I try, not that I succeed all the time, but I try to be, this is for males, I guess, chest further out than stomach.
Yeah.
That's just my personal goal.
Mm, that's great. But I do want to say, you know, we're talking about insulin, while we're on insulin resistance,
that's
the
great.
Other reason we are starting to, you know, shout this from the rooftops is that, you know, Pearl and I kind of both entering into that season where, you know, I'm in perimenopausal, she's fully menopausal, which means, you know, it's the time when the hormones decline, right?
Yeah.
We've optimized ourselves, but many people may not want to, okay? And that's what we're saying. Please, if you don't want to optimize yourself with hormones, we think you should. But if you don't want to, free country, there's something else you're going to have to do. Keep your muscle around. Don't ever lose it, because your hormone estrogen keeps you insulin sensitive. When you lose it, you're asking for double the trouble. If you keep your muscle around, at least you've got some thing to keep you insulin sensitive. If you lose both, that's when the rubber hits the road.
And let me read you something from our chapter in the book. And then we're going to go into level two nerd. Okay. And you're going to come with us to level two. And then some of you are going to come to level three.
There's a point you get, though, to where you really need to be on hormones. Is that just the reality?
Well, that is what we believe, but we can't force that on anyone. Mm. Okay,
and then maybe one stage in life when the world, you know, like we all have to sit in a bunker somewhere. I don't know. Maybe we can't get our estrogen and we're just going to feel fantastic and healthy because you do what you can do. But right now it's an option for us. And we're certainly going to.
Hey, in foundational, I'm just going to read for a little bit. In foundational THM, we taught you to anchor all your meals and snacks around protein. Why? because it is essential to every bodily function. It helps keep your blood sugar stable, creates a better sense of fullness after meals. It helps prevent bone mineral decline and fuels your muscles if you have the right kind of protein. Without enough protein, your body enters a catabolic state where things start breaking down. Protein is required for maintenance on all your organs, including skin and hair. It is crucial for mood, Danny, right? You know that.
Yeah.
Brain function and a well-running immune system. And it helps trim you since it requires a higher calorie burn just to digest it. Here's an interesting fact. For every 100 calories of protein you eat, your body has to burn 23 calories just to do it. Essentially, you only have to burn 77 calories out of 100 protein calories. Okay, so we know protein is so crucial. But now let's get to what happens where you've already lost a bit of muscle mass, right? You don't know that you've done it. Your hormones are declining. And then some people say... Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
Okay, you need protein. Everyone who's going through hormone loss decline or everyone over 40, you need extremely high amounts of
protein.
Because
you need more.
You need more.
However.
However. This is why we're teaching it differently than other people. They say, okay, so you need 40 or 50 grams of protein. Meat protein is the most bioavailable, so do that with every meal. Or have 40, 50 grams of whey protein. Here's what happens. If you've had muscle decline already.
And some hormonal decline. And it starts declining. You know, menopause is just when you finally realize it's gone.
Yeah.
But there is a decline for years.
Starting at 30.
When you get, okay, so scientists have done some research studies. And they're going to be in the book. I'm not going to share them here. But I'll back things up with
Trim
citations.
Healthy Wisdom book.
Yeah. They've done some studies. As we get older, we can't take in, especially if we've had some muscle decline, we can't take in more than about 30 is the limit of protein grams.
Okay.
Otherwise, at one time, otherwise what happens?
It gets stuck and it just becomes a fuel. Your body doesn't know what to do with it.
It has the potential to be stored as fat because your muscles just can't take in that much.
That's some news.
Yeah. So some people are like, they hear that and they're like, oh, don't have protein. Others are like, no, have lots of protein. Where do we fit in the middle?
So yeah, and you don't want to take that spot of protein because you're scared of it and then chug in a bunch more excessive carbs. We're about carbs, but excessive carbs because that's going to turn to fuel too. So we're just trying to be smart.
But it's not a problem because 4 to 6 ounces of meat or fish is 25 to 30 grams of protein. And
okay.
So it's perfect. Your body can use that, but it's not going to be stored as excess. Okay.
Now we're talking to the people that have had some decline, muscular and hormonal. If you didn't let your muscles decline,
you could have some
and
more
you've kept
that.
And you kept your hormones around, you optimize, or you've been able to optimize them after the decline, then you don't have to worry so much about this. This is for people in this.
So nerd level 2, Danny, is where we're bringing people with us. You want to come to nerd level 2, guys listening? Okay, you want to receive 25 grams of protein at every meal and every snack, and this will stop the decline, especially if you do strength training.
Now, it's
we're not saying it's going to build them back, but we're going to say it's stopping the decline. Level 3 is for building them back.
Nice. Okay, I won't say what I was going to say.
Yeah, just wait for level 3.
You stopped me, didn't you? Yes.
Yeah. So what does 25 grams look like? And you can burn 30. Some shorter people might have a little trouble if you're super, super stuck with your metabolism right now. But I think you should be fine. What does that look like?
But most people aren't even getting that.
Yeah, I know. It's about the size of a nice palm. Okay, so it's about a 4 to 6 ounce piece of salmon. It's a 4 to 6 ounce piece of chicken.
Four to 6 ounce piece of steak.
Yeah, it's all those things. And it's easy. It's great. I find it filling. That's the portion sizes I use. You don't have to weigh them and go
it's
psycho.
It's easy about your little can of tuna or your pouch. It says how much is on the back.
You don't have to, like the macros approaches to weigh everything, count your proteins to the end of the day. We're not about that. But we are about you starting to learn how much protein is in your meals if you want to come with us to Nerd Level 2.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can stay at base camp. Okay. Turn this off. But you're with us right now. You
and
kept
let's
it on.
Just talk back to wonderful. It's Catherine, right?
Yeah.
Macadamia nut farmer.
Because she doesn't have our proteins.
2 eggs, you see, is not giving you the 25.
Okay, so that's where
we're
at.
So nerd level 2, 2 eggs aren't. And we didn't realize that. We're just like, eggs, protein food, great. 2 is filling.
What are they giving you?
It's probably about 14. 10. It depends on the size of your egg.
Yeah.
If you have a little home one, Serene, your little ones that your chickens get,
like
10,
five. Yeah.
The big ones at the store between 6 and 7. So the max you're getting is 14. There's an easy way around this, Catherine. Super easy. There's two ways, actually. I'll tell you the third way in Protein Nerd Level 3. For Nerd Level 2, when you're just using basic foods, you do this. You use half cup egg whites with it.
Yeah, two eggs, half
and
cup.
And why
egg
do we say not go to 4 eggs? Because 4 eggs give you the 25. Why?
Because of the carbs added.
Well, no, it's
no
absolutely
carbs.
Fine for people who are training hard. They've got muscles. They're high metabolism. They're they're just people that are burning through fuel. I do 4 eggs. Mm-hmm. 4 eggs at a sitting. Don't care.
Scrambled or fried doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Here's the deal: why most people are listening. They trying to still lose fat. Inflammatory fat layers. Mm-hmm. It's too much fat fuel. It's too many calories. You don't, once you've got the 2 eggs, you've got all you need with the DHEA. You've got all those beautiful things, right? And adding two more yolks in is just hard for a metabolically compromised body to do at this point.
Yeah.
Once you've gained your strength back, once you've got your thyroid optimized, once you've got your sex hormones optimized, you might be able to do 4. But I have all that and I don't do 4. Serene has a super high metabolism.
But I exercise hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you're like training.
And I actually don't want to be too thin.
Yeah.
I've just changed my mind on
that. She's been trying to gain some fat layers and I think she looks beautiful with them.
I want to get into my last season of my life strong and not, and I don't want to be too fragile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay. So, so Catherine,
yes.
2 eggs, half cup egg whites, you are there. Here's what we don't want you to do either. And of course you can sometimes, but if you are still kind of, you know, wanting to be trimmed down, you don't throw a whole bunch of bacon or fatty sausage in there too. Mm-hmm. Just add your veggies and your lean, add extra lean protein.
2 eggs with your half a cup of egg whites is so filling. Yeah.
Now, hear me, people. Hear me. I'm not saying you can never have bacon and eggs again. Never.
Yeah.
That's a wonderful part of Trim Healthy. You can do that on occasion.
But celebrate that base camp.
But if you are in pausal seasons or if you have a compromised metabolism, lean protein is what you need to be adding.
So basically what we're saying is celebrate that breakfast. I'm sure Pearl, when we travel together, you'll have that for breakfast.
I do. I go out to eat, I'll have bacon and eggs
sometimes. But if I did, I would have it myself. But the thing is, we're talking about nerd levels here that are going to give you success.
Yeah.
So this is what you would do for the most of your breakfast, but you can still have those celebrations.
Now, we're not saying that you can't choose vegetarian options either for your protein nerd level 2. But you're going to have to, if you're not going to use any supplements, and we're going to talk about supplements soon because that's nerd level 3.
Yes.
If you want to do basic whole foods and you want to get your 25 grams, we haven't even started talking about lutein that's coming next.
I know. I feel like it's hard. It's hard to
it's
hold
hard.
Back.
But we're just going to talk 25 grams here. And you want to do, say, a bowl of lentils and a big bowl. And those vegetarian sources of protein are so good. Tempeh is excellent. Actually, tempeh almost gives you your lutein, but it gives you 25 grams. So if you're having tempeh, you don't need an animal source. If you're having lentils or beans as your protein, I think there's two ways. You can put in a little bit of chicken breast and it takes it up and it even makes it more bioavailable in your soup.
Yeah, because the thing about plant protein is not as bioavailable. Yeah.
But we don't need to look at it as less than because it's so good in other areas.
Right. And so basically we never want to be people that only celebrate animal foods or people that only celebrate the plant foods. We're not saying plant protein is better. We're not saying you should do animal protein alone. And I'll tell you why. Because plant proteins are so important for your microbiome because they come with a lot of fiber attached. They come with a lot of phytonutrients.
They cleanse your fat cells too. And that's what they do. They put in all those prebiotics for your gut, which makes you more of a fat
and
burner.
And what happens
anyway
when you start to lose your hormones? And we're not talking about menopause here. That's already when it's done. We're talking about the slide to menopause as well. When your hormones are starting to go, your microbiome is starting to go too because your estrogen You have an estrobiome. Is that how you pronounce it?
Estrobiome. Estrobiome or biome, one of them.
Is there an L after the B?
Estrobiome.
Biome.
Anyway. And it is part of a flourishing microbiome of the woman. And when your estrogen goes away, it's not as diverse anymore. But the plant feeding, you know, keeping on getting that good roughage and phytonutrient-rich plant foods helps to keep that to be a diverse microbiome.
Are we talking about when we say 25 grams of protein, vegetables, is this like good old-fashioned meat and two?
Yeah, Yeah, I mean, it is. You got your salad, and then you've got, if you want to do an S meal, you got your non-starchy veggies steamed or something with some coconut oil. Or if you want to do a crossover, then you've got some brown rice in there and you've got your non-starchy veggies. And so, yeah, it's meat and two, the healthy way. Or if you want to do an E meal, and that's, you know, a carbohydrate meal on the Trim Healthy Mama plan for those who are new, well, then you're doing your lean meat only. And your plant food can be a carbohydrate-rich plant,
like sweet potato. That helps the microbiome.
It does.
You don't have to think, I have to have celery on this plate or broccoli.
Because I'm always, I don't even know if I'm on level one. I feel like I might be in the little baby steps, just entering base camp,
and you're looking around and you're like, okay, what's this place?
I have bright orange Flintstone floaties.
Yeah.
And in my head, I'm always thinking meat and two, throw in a roll, throw in a carb. Is that right? Is that too simplistic?
I think you could
optimize.
Learn some more.
We'll say about how we eat in a day to get
already at 24. We have to get to nerd level 3 now.
Yeah.
So what? Let's go over them real quick. Nerd level 1. Where's my protein? Nerd level 2. Let me get 25 grams.
Yeah.
Nerd level 3 is where we're kind of ruffling feathers.
And Pearl and I fight at nerd level.
That's fine.
What do you fight about?
Because I am the... I'm a zealot inside of nerd level 3. And I kind of just boss her around in nerd level 3.
And she wants to keep it casual.
And she just wants to keep nerd 3 casual.
You can find out where you want to be. We're going to talk about what nerd level 3 is right now.
What does a fight look like, though?
Is it verbal? Happy fight. Happy fight. Nerd level 3.
But we're adamant happy.
Is getting your bolus. The scientific word is bolus of lutein. Now, without lutein, we discovered only about a year ago that you cannot protect or gain back any muscle, even if you're having 25 grams protein, right? But it doesn't have a minimum of 2, but optimally 3 bolus, which means the scientific amount of lutein, which is a certain amino acid. Well, then you're doing other things in your body. You're helping your immune system. You're helping your hair, skin, all of that. But you're not synthesizing your muscles.
Let's go back.
What's the amino acid?
Lutein. Now, let's rewind to the beginning where I said children, you know, they can grow muscle on bread, right? Why? Because they have the anabolic pathway, anabolic-like growth factor. And so the insulin feeds the muscle growth. And so, as we age, we don't have that insulin feeding the muscle growth. We have lutein triggering the muscle growth. And so now it's a different pathway. We have to use lutein to synthesize our muscles to repair and to maintain and grow.
So it can start to be a little complex, but it's actually not. If you want to come with us to nerd level 3 and start thinking, where is my 25 grams, but where is my lutein?
Where's my lutein?
And this is, if you don't do supplements, this is where animal protein will shine.
So you can.
Why? Because it has lutein in it?
Because it's so much easier to get bioavailable
vegetarian
lutein.
Protein. Is great in so many things, but it's not good for lutein.
So back to my simple meat
but we,
and
but
two.
But we've got a way around that. Okay. But yeah.
But meat and two, I mean, we're talking if I have a steak.
I suppose when you say meat and two though, Danny, I just see
what's
a real.
Your two? Is that like mac and cheese?
I see a real southern greasy diner.
Yeah. Meat and two used to not be that. It became that because people were like, well, canola oil makes the herd come in. And they kept dunking everything in canola oil. Like I thought. Well, I won't say the name of the restaurant was great because it was just like eggs and like old fashioned farm style food. But then you watch them make it and they're getting ladles. Everything is cooked.
You're having a roll at a restaurant and that's like part of your meat and two, it's not the right roll.
No. So I'm talking if we're talking homemade.
Okay.
And we get to choose how the asparagus is made.
No, that's good.
Or the broccoli.
I like your meat too. I love it.
Or the
I like that you're having your meat and then your asparagus and your brown rice. Yes.
Yeah. The brown rice can be your roll, Dan.
So I'm getting the protein and the lutein because I'm getting Kroger's
steak. So here's the wonderful thing for all you people who are freaking out now about your lutein bolus. You want it, but you're like, what do I have to do to get it, Serena Pearl?
Get it?
Oh,
yeah.
So simple. You're already having it. We're just telling you how you're already
getting
it.
You're getting your 25 grams.
Okay.
Of your meat protein or your eggs plus
six
your egg
ounces.
Whites.
You really need 6 ounces to get three. To get three to gram get bolus.
Three,
and that's what I'm the zealot nerd, so I'm gonna be like, because they say it can happen at 2.5, it definitely happens at 3. I'm gonna be in the definite.
No, you're wrong. They say it can maybe happen at 2, it definitely happens at 2.5, but it optimally happens at 3.
Well, I'm gonna do the optimal.
Can we wait to fight till the end of this? I want to explain how they get.
You're fighting?
Yeah.
I missed it. When did it start?
It started. But people, they're going to get overwhelmed, Sering. So I just want to underwhelm them for a minute. Then we'll go and have our better fight.
Okay, great.
You can get your lutein bolus with your 25 grams, your 4 to 6 ounces of meat. You're getting it. Like Serene said, it's at 4 ounces, you're about 2.5. At 6, you're 3. Now, you have to figure out for your particular body where you do best, okay? So here's the other way you get it. If you don't want to always do meat protein, like for example, in the morning when I wake up, I'm not going to have eggs usually because I want my carbs in the morning. Carbs stimulate your metabolism. They stimulate your thyroid hormone and they sensitize you to insulin. So I'm going to have oatmeal or quinoa usually. Some mornings I'll have eggs.
Well, I'm there too. I have the oatmeal.
And so I'm not going to have eggs on the side necessarily because that's kind of too much food for me and it's a crossover and I do ease and sometimes I do crossovers. But here's how I'm going to get it. That's why we put the lutein bolus in our optimized plant protein. And we are going through every protein that we have. And we are optimizing with both lutein and glycine. Glycine helps lutein be absorbed. So even our...
And I just want to say, you can't just go buy lutein at, you know, like, what do you call it, GNC.
Yeah.
Just straight free foam lutein and just start adding it to your meals because it doesn't work that way.
No.
Our scientist has hacked a certain way so that the body sees when it takes in our supplement that it sees it as part of the supplement and doesn't get digested at a different time. And so... it's important to know because adding lutein is the trigger that we need now to synthesize muscle growth, but it's the boss. Let's just call it the boss, okay? It's the boss. It's the foreman on the job saying, we're going to do this job. We're going to build muscle. But the minions, right, that need to run around and get the job done, they are all the other essential amino acids.
You could have said it and I would be
fine. No, I wasn't thinking that. Serene. I was actually thinking of minions because my husband, he hires a bunch of Sheppy and his friends.
Teenagers.
And we call them the minions. They're a bunch of teenagers. And anyway, they're awesome, but they get a lot of work done around our farm. And but they're the ones. And
they're the Oompa Loompas.
Yeah, the Oompa Loompas are the amino acid, the other essential amino acids. There's 9 essential amino acids. Lutein takes one down. Now we have 8 others. The 8 others are the minions. And they are actually the ones that get the job done. Lutein tells the job that it's going to get done. All the others get it done. So you can't just – people take lutein alone or the branched chain amino acids, which is lutein, valine, and isoleucine. But they are kind of – the isoleucine and valine are also kind of triggering amino acids. They're not necessarily the Oompa Loompas. So it can actually make the body even more in a catabolic state and break down muscle because they're like, where's the Oompa Loompas? Oh, I know. I'll undo my muscle tissue here and get the Oompa Loompas out of this tissue. So it actually breaks down muscle tissue to get the Oompa Loompas.
Hey, it's product spotlight time.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
You know, Serene, sometimes I just have to have pancakes in the morning. It's not an everyday thing for me. I can go with my oatmeal, I can go with my eggs, and I'm happy, and then suddenly it hits me. Pearl, you need some pancakes.
But the good thing about Altrim Healthy pancakes, Pearl, or waffles.
So simple as waffles.
Of girl, you just put them in the waffle machine instead. But you know, a lot of natural pancake mixes, they taste like bricks that sink into your stomach. They're not light and fluffy like the white naughty kind.
No, I know. There's something about the white fluffy pancakes. Now, of course, since this is protein rich, gluten free, you can't go into it thinking this is going to be gluten rich and sugar full, right? Because that gives you the wrong impression. But I dare you to find a gluten-free, low-carb, protein-rich mix that comes up. I mean, I know I'm just kind of being a little bit boasty right now, but we worked on this for 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
Like trial after trial to try to make them as pancake-ish as you possibly can and doing it so super healthily, Serene.
Oh, yeah. You know what I love about them is because they're actually a fuel pool.
I know, but you can make them SRE.
No, but that's the beauty. Because if they're a fuel pool, you can go either way, baby.
Yeah, I know.
You can put a little bit of bacon on the side,
pop them
with butter.
On them.
Like just go for the succulent all the way.
Yeah. Yes. Or you can just go E with them and get you some carbs, get you some fruit,
Greek
and
yogurt.
Chop banana on top.
Or like, you know, you just heat up those blueberries and they get all syrupy on them on their own.
I'll tell you what's really cool about the actual ingredients in there. Okay. So no None of those fillers, you're not going to see the things that are in other pancake mixes, like the tapioca starch, like the inulin, like all those things. What you're going to see is real ingredients. We have the first ingredient, lupin flour,
which I love.
It is so stable on your blood sugar, and it is kind to your waistline, and it's naturally protein rich.
Satiating, because the fiber is so, it doesn't bloat you, but the fiber is such a wonderful healing fiber to your gut.
Oh, yeah. Guys, you got to look, and before you purchase these, go on our website and just look at the ingredients,
mm-hmm.
and you'll just get the feeling of, okay, I can trust these. So what have we got? We've got non-GMO, we've got gluten-free, we've got dairy-free.
Yes.
Dairy-free, guys. And they've only got 3 net carbs, so do with them whatever you want, whatever your body needs or is craving, and fuel yourself up in the right way.
So when you're craving that pile of pancakes or waffles, no shame. You get to indulge and feel great about yourself.
Hey, you know, Serene, not only for breakfast, I have had these as waffles for lunch.
Oh, waffle sandwiches are a thing.
Yeah, no. You just put them in your little, I've got one of those really quick mini waffle makers.
Oh, so do I.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like a Dash, I think they're called, or
yes,
something.
Yes, but mine's a 4 Dash.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And they make the best sandwich casings. And once again, then they're fuel pool. So you can make an S sandwich, an E sandwich, or stay fuel pool, whatever you want. They are yummy.
Oh, yummy.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
Hey, I do want to say, what Serene was talking about, whenever you have protein, you need the full essential amino acids. And the reason that beans and lentils and stuff, they're so great, but they're missing 2 amino acids. That's why they're not a complete protein. Yeah. So they're missing methionine and cysteine. So that's why they can't.
Methionine and cysteine.
Yeah, like, you know those.
Yeah, but guess what?
Their leucine is usually not high enough either to be a trigger.
It's not.
To be a boss.
But here's the cool thing.
Ain't big enough.
Did you know if you buy sprouted lentils, that both of those go up, so they're complete protein? Now, yes, they still don't have enough leucine, but they're complete protein, so that's nice.
Lovely,
sprouted
lovely.
Black lentils are awesome. Okay, so here's what I was going to say. We are optimizing every protein, and I know, Catherine, you can't get them because you're down under in Australia, so you just do your sources, right? Do your half cup of egg whites with your eggs.
But she can get the plain Jolly Whey, and Whey has good amounts of leucine in it.
Whey does.
Now, if you're she's not stuck. She can go ahead with Whey. She sounds like she strength trains.
Whey protein isolate.
She's at goal weight. She's doing great. You
so,
can
but,
do
but,
that.
But well, what we need to know, tell you is to if you're having 20 grams of Whey, that's you're a 2-gram leucine bolus. If you want to get that optimal serene one, the serene nerd geek one, you got to go to 30
third
grams.
Of a cup instead of a quarter of a cup.
Yeah, to get your 3 grams if you want.
Now, are we at third level? We're not at third level.
We're at third
level. Okay, brilliant.
Yeah, but I was
your hand
to
is still on her shoulder.
Oh, that's true. I like feeling
that's
loud.
Okay.
Muscles.
I was just wondering.
But I did want to say, and then I'm going to let you say, we are optimizing everything to make it easier, right? So even our nutritional yeast is going to be optimized. So if you want just to eat 2 eggs, and you put a couple of tablespoons of nutritional yeast, our nutritional yeast, this will be the first in the world to do this, you're going to get 3 grams of leucine because we're optimizing, because nutritional yeast is a protein. It's got the complete essential amino acids.
You're mixing it with...
Our scientist is infusing it with more leucine, so it becomes a bolus. So you can even eat it on popcorn and get your whole...
It's like a complete protein.
Yeah.
You know, and do you know
coming
what else?
Up soon.
What if you are a person who can't eat more than 2 eggs?
Yeah.
Well, we also have another thing coming out called our Trim Healthy Amino Hack. Is that what we're calling it?
Amino protein hack? Amino
protein
hack.
Protein amino hack. It's just free form amino acids. It has the leucine boss in there, and it has all the minions, right? And it's 0 calories.
Yeah.
And your body doesn't even have to digest it. And it does, so because of that, it gives the kidneys, it gives the body a real nice break too.
So you just add it to stuff.
And so, but it
just
add it to
it.
Water. It's like Gatorade.
Delicious.
It's going to have a nice flavor to it, like citrus fruit punch or something.
I use it after I work out too, because it's the quickest way to get your muscles.
Right. And so if you just want to have 2 eggs and then just want to down the hatch the rest of your bolus, right? Half a scoop of the stuff. Just delicious.
So that's what we're saying. So if you want to have vegetarian proteins, that's where supplementation with proteins that have amino acids added helps. So for those of you that don't mind having a supplement, and you're not like some of you guys listening are all, I don't want any special ingredients in my life. That's fine. That's the way you roll. You're just going to have to be a little more diligent with your food if you want to contend for muscle.
And it's not that hard.
It's not hard. But if you do want to make life fun and easy, which is where I am, I love adding powders to my meals. Like I can even have toast, right? Sprouted toast. and maybe I'm not really caring, and I'll just put some avocado and an egg whites on them or something. And well, I'm not measuring the protein. Well, I want to make sure I'm getting my 3 gram lutein bolus because I'm contending. I don't want my muscles to go away. And so I just, in my kefir, I just put some optimized protein and I put a little baobab, and it's like a delicious pudding on the side, and I always have it there.
So delicious.
So I never am without that bolus.
Can I just tell the people that may be listening and saying, oh my goodness, how complicated. Girls, this doesn't sound natural. People shouldn't think about food so much like this. Blah, 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 blah. I want to say.
That's what they say.
I want to say to this, okay? Just go and be natural. Aging is natural. Losing your muscle mass is natural. Losing your hormones is natural. Losing your eyesight is natural. Stop wearing glasses and don't get LASIK surgery. Don't, your teeth rotting out of your mouth is natural too. So don't go and get crowns. Don't dye your hair. Well, that's okay. Some people like the gray. My husband wants me to go gray, but I will refuse. And don't paint your house when it needs a recoat. Just let everything go.
Don't take vitamin D.
But I'm going to be over here contending because I think there's something within us. And I think it's a God-given thing that fights for life and fights for extension and fights for the best of something. And it's like even a marriage. Some people just think, oh, well, it's the age. We'll just get separate twin beds now. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to be mean. Some situations, I don't know. I'm not trying to judge. But
sometimes there's grave sicknesses. Yes,
and there is. But sometimes it's like, let's contend. Let's contend for something, even if it's hard, even if it's a fight, even if it's uphill.
And even if it's new to you. Sometimes new information can overwhelm us, right? But it's going to be better for you. We are bringing something here today that is going to be better for you. As soon as Serena and I found this information, it kind of turned our world upside down. We're like, oh my goodness, we've been not giving people the full picture. We didn't have it ourselves. Mm-hmm. And some of this is new information. It's cutting edge science coming out. We're not going to be left behind in the dark. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
It's not. Now, I just want to say a personal story. You know, my husband just celebrated base camp. He wanted to just be natural, and he just wanted to just eat good old boy clean foods. You know, he didn't drink pop and eat crap cereal, but he didn't want to contend for anything. He was just doing his stuff. But, you know, because of some genetic issues, he just naturally just turns everything to blood sugar. He just has like borderline high blood sugar, almost diabetic stage. Eating my clean diet that I gave him.
Wow.
Well, not the way you eat it, but his way.
No, but like pretty much. And the worst thing he has is some organic blue corn chips.
Oh, he would go to Subway occasionally.
I was going to say.
But he would choose wheat. Yeah. You know what I mean? He would choose wheat, not white. You know what I mean? Get the boy break, right? But he started gaining weight, and he was like probably like, what, 40 pounds overweight?
Yeah, 40.
In the middle of the night, this is what I'd wake up to. He was apnea, like that weight was just enough. He wasn't obese, but it was just enough to be causing inflammatory, you know, like it was killing him. He was killing, and he didn't tell me. But anyway, I'm like,
what
I'm
about not him sneaking off to Subway?
No. He didn't tell me that this part that I'm going to actually stop and tell you later. But anyway, I said, that's it. You are not dying in your bed next to me. You're going to start losing weight. We're going to optimize. So he's not on testosterone, but he's on some Clomid, which helps him make his own, because we're going to do testosterone.
What's Clomid?
We were trying for a baby still and all of that crap. You know, all of that.
I was about to say all of that crap.
All that horse crap. You know, trying for a baby. But anyway, you've heard of that crap, haven't you?
I didn't say it. I almost said it. Anyway, I don't even speak like this. I'm just all fired up. So it's like
fired up.
Anyway,
Serene's all hot and bothered going through pre-menopause.
And now he started weightlifting, right? Yeah. And he's so inspired. He said to me the other day, I feel alive.
From weightlifting.
50, and changing his diet, optimizing it, being proactive with protein.
He also is in a small dose of the GLP-1 too.
Yes, yes. Small dose. Yes. And he's like,
hold on. You're
he's
going
starting
too
to
fast.
Contend There's with so some much. Science, right? He does the semaglutide. Now he does the tirzepatide. It's a peptide that helps lower blood sugar. He needed that, right?
We're going to have a whole potty on
that. I know
soon.
About semaglutide.
And now he's doing it very smart and wise. There's ways of doing it that it's not great, right? But he's doing it smart and wise. He's weightlifting. He's contending for muscle. He said, Serene, I feel 20 years younger. He did the Murph on Memorial Day, right?
What's
which
the Murph?
Is like you have to run a mile and then do 200 pull-ups and 100 push-ups and all that stuff. But you can do it in sets, like
that's
do like
time.
Do 20 sets of 5, 10, 15, and then like have a minute's break in between. But he was like, I'm going to buy a kilt. Next time I'm doing it in my Scottish clan kilt. He's like all inspired because he's like, I can't believe what health feels like. I had forgotten.
Yeah.
I had forgotten. And he's like, it was normal. I was just doing the natural thing. I was just going on the flow like the rest of my family who at 62 feel over the hill. And he's like,
his genetic side of the family.
Yeah, his genetic side of the family. So he's like, I am so excited. Thank you for like opening up, contending for me. And now we, you know.
You have to be ready. Like you can't just say to a husband or wife, you're going to do this.
No,
he was ready.
He was ready because he knew he was kind of half dying, right? Yeah. But my point is that I could say, hey, I don't care. And you could, and when I'm 82, I don't care if I'm like had to have so many different surgeries and hobble around on a cane and, you know, be on 75 medications and things. Maybe that's the way you want to be. Maybe that's your grandmother did it and your great grandmother before that. And that's fine. But I actually, for one, I'm going to be like, I want to be as nimble and as lithe as I can, you know, and you never know, you could get squashed on the road and be in a wheelchair. I don't know. But the thing is that we can contend. Do you want to contend?
Yeah. And so that's why we're kind of sitting here fired up and not really apologetic about what we're giving, because this stuff lights us on fire. Like this is good news to us. It's not bad news. It's not hard news. It's good news. I do want to say something. I keep getting asked this question. Well, Pearl, how many protein grams should I shoot for a day? And I want to free you from that because, you know, the macros method, and there's really good things about macros methods where they count their daily carbs, they count their daily fats, they weigh everything, measure everything. I don't do that, but you can take away, right, some things. And I love that they focus on protein. Here's what scientists have found out. It doesn't matter necessarily about what you're taking through the day. It's all about your multiple fueling. So I've listed some.
She means by that is a lot of people intermittent fast and they say, well, it's okay. I have like 100 something grams of protein
in my one meal.
My one window, right? Between in a 4-hour window. And we're saying it doesn't work like that because your body can only utilize a certain amount of protein at a time. And it likes to do muscle synthesis. In like graduated windows.
It doesn't matter what you get in one day because your body is not going to be absorbed at all if it's only in two meals or one meal. You have to get. So I put some studies in the book. Let's see. I'll look at one. Some studies, like one published in Nutrition and Metabolism 2012, show that more than three protein servings is best and concluded individuals aiming to maximize net protein balance would likely benefit from repeated ingestion of moderate amounts of protein rather than shoving it all in one time. So that three meals and one snack that, you know, that we suggest with Trim Healthy, or you can do two snacks, is right about right. So don't necessarily, you know, the macros method is to take your body weight and to get that number of protein grams. And so if you're 150 pounds, it is suggested that you get 150 grams of protein per day. That is hard for some people, and it bothers them. And sometimes they're like, oh, well, I'm just going to put two scoops of whey and a whole bunch of meat in my one meal. But you see, you're really kind of overdoing it for that one meal, and some is going to be stored. So go for four protein servings per day and try to get 20 to 25 grams. Now, if you want to actually gain muscle and bring it back, we believe that you need more. And that is why we have optimized some of our proteins, because you can get to beyond 150 grams a day because it's called bioavailable protein. Like our optimized plant protein, right? 1 tablespoon serving is equal to 48 grams of protein. But none of it will be stored.
And our amino protein hack that you just mix with water, right? That's like barely any calories. I lied. It's 2.5 calories. Oh,
okay.
Oops. But it gives you the bioequivalence of 90 grams of protein.
It hasn't come out
scoop.
Yet, but you see what I mean? If you counted it all up, you'd be up to like 200 and something if you use these things that we're coming out with. They're not all here yet, so don't worry. But you could be well over 200 protein grams a day, all of it used, none of it stored. No, sometimes when you eat too much meat protein, you can get byproducts like ammonia in your body and things like that. No problems like that. So yes, there are hacks you can do using science. But if you don't want to do all that, just eat your Jolly protein, 25 grams, four times a day, and you'll be fine. You'll protect the muscle you've got. And if you strength train, you can even build some on that.
Let's just see, show how simple it is. I'm just going to say my daily, and then you'll say your daily. I get up. I usually have oatmeal. I stick my three tablespoons of optimized hemp in there, optimized plant protein.
Okay, and now what could people do if they don't have it? Have some egg whites on the side.
They could buy it.
Or they could jolly.
But if they're in Australia. No,
right.
Catherine, she's on a macadamia nut farm.
Right. Yes. Or,
that's cool.
Or yeah. She could just, that. If she's Catherine, because she's at goal weight and she's still got muscle, can do well with whey. Whey is just not good for people that don't have a lot of muscle because it's an insulin pathway.
Well, it can be good for them after workout, but if they're just using it and they haven't worked out and then they've lost muscle.
No, I'm talking to Catherine.
I know,
Catherine
she hasn't.
Is fine. She can use whey.
People are going to listen to that and I'm going to get Catherine. So many messages.
But I'm going to fight with you because I just said Catherine because she hasn't lost her muscle.
Fight.
Catherine. Bite. You are welcome to do whey. So you can do your oatmeal and then just have a little whey drink
on
the side.
Can I circumvent all the messages that are going to come into
you
me?
Do that now.
They're going to say, Pearl, I heard you and Serene say whey is... that's how it's going to come across. I shouldn't have whey anymore. No, whey is excellent after you work out and we're actually optimizing our whey right now so it won't stay in your bloodstream if you have lost muscle. But for now, even our current whey... If you are insulin resistant or if you're stuck, you can't lose weight no matter what.
And you're not working out.
Yeah. Don't do it just throughout the day. Now, if you can handle it, it's just throughout the day and you're young, that's fine. Whey is incredible. But if you're stuck.
Whey is amazing.
Just use it after your workout.
So we're not against whey. Whey is one of the most bioavailable proteins. It is incredible. I mean, it's way back to Hippocrates, the healing power of whey. Amazing. It's incredible for the immune system. But like Pearl said, if you're at all hormonally compromised or muscular compromised, whey is not for you unless straight after workout.
But you guys have been nice, but let's be honest. Everybody needs to be working out. That's the reality.
Yeah. It should be.
Let's not.
Yeah, but we're not talking about an hour on the treadmill. We're talking about smart working out. After 30, you got to switch it to strength training.
And we're talking daily.
Well, we're talking rest. 3 days a week of strength training. And then on your other 2 days, walk. You're supposed to walk. It's not rocket science.
And
it's simple.
What was the C word?
I finish my jolly day and then you can do it because it's important to see
finish
how it's
your
not
jolly
so
day.
Finish your jolly day. And I got to ask you about the C word for the testosterone natural boost.
Clomid?
The
Clomid? Yeah.
Clomid.
Hey, Chalice, I'm on a party. I'll call you back after. I love you so much. Bye. Hey, so I do my oatmeal. I do the optimized plant protein in it. If I wasn't going to do oatmeal, I do 2 pieces of my artisan sourdough bread, very thin, and I put on the, I do 4 eggs. Or sometimes I'll do 3 eggs with 1/4 cup of egg whites because I'm trying to gain a little weight, right?
Yeah, but talk about people what they wouldn't.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Pearl. So if you would like to do the egg breakfast, you could do 2 slices of, that's going to be a lot of food, Pearl.
Serene, if they want to do an E, they can just do egg whites on toast. And they can do 1 cup. It gives them their lutein
bolus.
You
fix my meals. Okay, I'll tell you what I have. You can fix it for them. Okay, so that's so simple. It's eggs or oatmeal. Did you see how easy that is? And both have the lutein bolus.
Yeah, and if you want to make it a pure E, you have your good toast that's on plan. And then 1 cup of egg whites gives you that bolus and all the protein you need.
Brilliant.
Put some veggies, yummy nutrition ears. Ooh.
And if you don't want to do the 4 eggs, you do the 3 1/4 or 2 1/2 cup of egg whites.
Easy.
Okay, brilliant. And then it comes time for my workout. I usually wait and have my coffee 30 minutes before my workout. And I just have it kind of simple and black right now. Mm-hmm. And then it's just to fuel my workout.
Yeah.
It makes me crazy otherwise. And then I sip a big green drink during my workout. And then straight after my workout, I have protein amino hack.
That's when I get on the coffee bandwagon right there.
Before you
is
work
if
out.
You do a pre-workout. With and I won't. I'll have this much in the bottom of a cup.
Yeah.
But nice and dank. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, dank.
I throw a little cream in there. And then it gives me something to do. The workout gives me something to do with that coffee.
Yeah.
If I don't have something to do with it.
Yeah, you're like Serene, you go mental.
I fight
people. I can lift way harder if I have some coffee in my system. I just worked out.
No, it gives you the fuel.
Okay, so guess what?
Then you said, I'm going to fix it for every meal. I'm going to fix for people. You said, then I have our amino protein.
No, I don't do that. You want me to tell you what I do?
Well, no, that's what we have been doing. We haven't developed that next level one. But when we will, then you can tell them. But that's what you have been doing when we have what we have.
Huh? That's confusing.
Maybe we should do a second pod on this.
Yeah, I know. I know you're going to talk about the one that you mix with whey and all of that.
No, I'm not going to tell. Okay. I'm just saying I add the creatine and I add raw honey because I care about building, right?
Okay. And we're back.
And I'm trying to not lose weight. I don't want my workout to make me lose weight.
You
so
guys
I
just go into this
creatine.
Private conversation as if
she
we're not
that I'm
on
going
a podcast.
To undo for people and I'm not going to.
51 minutes in. Can I fix it for people who don't have our amino protein?
Just to fix it because you broke it.
She knew the whole reason I wanted to tell my daily was just to show that it's simple. I didn't really want to convert it into them. They can do
I'm
that.
I'm converting it to them.
Are you going to let her accuse you of breaking it?
What?
Or are you going to respond?
This potty is going to be the longest one. We're at 51
Jerry,
minutes. We've got to finish.
Jerry,
it's a nerd potty.
Jerry.
Nerd potties are long.
Nerd potties are long. Okay. Here's what I'm going to say
Big
to people.
Big sister always bosses you. What are you going to do about it?
I'm going to.
She used to pull me down the stairs by
I
my
know.
Hair if
it's
I didn't clean
It's time to
her
respond.
Room.
Okay. Listen, 51 minutes in. I'm going to tell people what they can do. Our amino protein hack is not out yet. It's the pure essential amino acids with 2.5 calories
you
and 98.
You can go to Amazon and buy the donkey butt stuff, right?
Okay. Here there's
clarify.
Serene, let me fix it, not you. You just tell yours and I fix these.
Okay.
You tell, I fix.
Okay.
There's good amino products out there right now that are super expensive. Ours will not be that expensive. And ours,
and they're not as
because
good.
Of Dr. Peter, will be so epic. But in the meantime, we love you. Mm. So there's one called Keon, which has the right essential amino acids in the right form. You need 40% leucine. Okay, and that has it right. It's super expensive.
But it doesn't
and
have as much enough for me like ours does, so I have to have a scoop and a half of their Keon.
I know, and it's expensive, but if people want to do it, they can. Or you can do the donkey butt one.
Which is what Pearl does.
Oh, because I just won't throw $50 for like 2 weeks worth of stuff. It's called bulk.
It's a month worth
bulk
of stuff.
Bulk supplement.
Oh, bulk supplement.
Yeah, a supplement.
Yeah.
Bulk supplement.
And it's essential amino acids.
Off of Amazon.
I cannot. I think they've got some heavy metals in there. I don't know.
You just brought it for our 82-year-old parents and they're taking it twice a day.
Some of the people say, where is this from? It's from China and I taste the heavy metals. It tastes so disgusting.
Your daughter's on it. She's built some crazy muscle.
Listen, it works.
Dirty bulking.
It's dirty bulking, but at least it's essential amino acids. Okay, I can't vouch for its
but
purity.
But you take it.
But yes, I do because I'm so healthy. I eat enough greens that it's purging all the chems. Yeah.
You
I don't know.
You don't even know
little...
if it's chems. It's just straight amino acids. But our scientist reckons that he doesn't know about their sources.
Yeah, I asked him about it. He's like, I can't vouch for those sources, Pearl. Because
he didn't say they were bad. No. He just couldn't vouch for them.
Just a little atrazine and some benzorenza.
All I'm saying, it has helped my daughter build muscle. It has helped me build muscles.
And it's dirt cheap. Last year, Yara for $10.
It's dirt cheap. If you can handle it, do
this
it.
This is so downhill.
But that's I order creatine
never
from them. That's where
people.
I get my creatine. Bulk
never
supplements.
Buy this.
It's brilliant.
Okay.
Never.
Lunch.
Okay, so lunchtime. Lunchtime is late for me, okay? Because after I've had that good bolus of protein and I stick my honey in it and I stick my creatine in it and I stick other things that I'm not going to tell you guys because I'm just complicating it. Anyway, I'm full for a couple of hours, right?
What?
Then, so I have a late lunch. My lunch is 2 o'clock.
What?
Thank you. It is. And I always have sweet potato and salmon. I've got my...
Or if you have to run out, you have a yak yum.
I have my yak yum if I have to run out, right? So both have the bolus. My yak yum, I add...
our plant.
I add our optimized weight. Actually,
we're just on lunch.
But you
though?
Don't have to because you can just add some other protein in because your kefir has leucine in it.
It does. But
so you
just
want to add a little
but
more.
But you've added the optimized plant protein, which is what
a
I do.
A million times. This is what's in this jolly thing right here. Because I had to run
that?
Out. This was my lunch. You see, it's early lunch because I didn't work out today.
Are you done?
So I'm not done. Okay.
No, not with your speech. With your lunch.
Well, you can taste it. This one's not that great because it's with
1% only if you're full.
Kefir.
Because
just
it's
taste the jolly thing.
So
that's lunchtime. So I've got my leucine bolus with the 6 ounces of salmon. And or my yak yum. And then I don't really have an afternoon snack because my lunch became that. So my dinner is early, 5 o'clock.
Wow, that's weird. Okay.
Yes. And then I always have, it's got some interesting stuff in it, Dan. Anyway, for people
I like that pun.
He's tasting my yak yum.
You got to taste
what it's got beets. It's got goji. Oh, it's got red apple powder.
55 minutes in, love.
Okay. I always have a salad and some form of protein for dinner.
Yeah, or one of your big soups.
Oh, no, I don't do that these days. I'm too busy to make a soup.
Summer too, true, yeah.
I'm just too busy.
Well, my day is...
So I do a salad and that.
And that's protein.
Can I just tell you guys that? Yeah. So let's count that up. Breakfast, workout, lunch, dinner, and I always, because my dinner's so early, I always have a nighttime snack, and it's usually one of those things, a little bit of kefir with baobab and the optimized hemp protein powder to get it, and it's like a nice little swirl of yumminess, and that, and I always put my probiotic, like green banana flour and everything.
So you're having five protein servings.
Five full 3 gram luchings a day, buddy.
Nice.
Buddy mate.
Nice.
You know, I want to, I want you to taste my yummy optimized mousse. I think it's finally better than your yuck yum.
This is my yuck yum, not my mousse. I do mousse too a lot in the evening.
Let's taste it on the next show.
This is not good because this is store-bought. This is store-bought 1% milk that I used to make this kefir today.
Do you like sour?
I've never had anything y'all have made that I don't love.
Okay, on over there is a little bowl. Yeah, with a get a spoon, and I want you to taste my optimized mousse. It's the most amazing thing in my world. I put it on the side of so many meals that are kind of light in protein. Yeah. And all I do is like half cup or 3/4 a cup of my skim kefir. I put 2 to 3 tablespoons of baobab, and my stomach can handle that now. It got used to it. And I do 2 to 3 tablespoons of our optimized plant protein and a dunk of stevia. It is the most incredible thing in the world. I don't know why I'm not hearing back from people like telling me how good it is, because I shared recipe.
Good.
But it's sour. You coming, Dan? Did we share all we needed to about, we might have to do a part two when we get all the questions about protein. But why did I go through that long thing and get in trouble by you?
Yeah.
Except to say this, was that not simple? Oatmeal. Workout drink, fish and salmon. Look, taste it, Denny.
Like salad and whatever.
I mean, it's
protein
tart
at night, like beef or whatever.
Are you okay
and then
with tart?
And then a little kefir in the evening. How simple is that?
This it's is not, an E, Denny. This is E because I put some toasted granola and I put, just a few nuts, still E. But you get ready for tart.
It's so delicious.
Get ready for tartness.
Tartness.
And I could make that an S by doing nuts.
Oh, and for
stuff,
dessert, you can put like dark chocolate and kojis in it. Oh my!
It's tart, Dan.
Smells earthy.
It's different. You've never tasted anything. I'm just addicted to it.
I've got to try. Give me a spoon, Dan.
Yeah.
I know it's your lunch, Pearl.
Is that not?
Oh yeah. It feels.
Go to the mic. Dan.
Yeah. Pearl and I will share spoons. But I do want to say, you didn't like this that much, Pearl.
No, I didn't.
No, I'll tell you why, because it wasn't my real yuck yum.
Okay, good girl.
It was a throw together.
It's rich and decadent.
Yeah.
And tart.
Yeah.
And it's
full of like
you can. I'm serious. When you guys make food, that's the one thing we can't like transpire.
I eat at nighttime.
That's the best thing in the world.
I wish the people listening, like as we talk about food, it's all like theoretical, unless they copy those types of recipes.
The only thing you have to add to that is Johnny's green banana flour.
Yeah, but that's going to make me fluff even more than I do.
It is. It's going to make you
fluff. I don't want to do any more fluffs.
Are you
fluffs
on record
no,
as
my fluffs
power?
Are at kind of a niceness right now. I know that they're there because I have good butyrate. And so, but they're not overtaking my world. Them.
But you even
know
that.
You don't know that they're because you have butyrate. You know they're there because you have butyrate because you fluff.
Yeah, but it's not. It's
right.
Not too much in my world that I... Okay, it's not too much. It's not overtaking my life as it has in the past.
I feel like if people could taste the stuff you gals make, they would follow and worship your recipes.
Can I just tell you something else too?
This is so yummy.
We forgot to say, muscle is so important. It's your brain cells too. Mm-hmm. The more muscle you have on your... Do you know that they took people that were starting to have dementia and they gave them a dementia drug? And then another part of the study was they gave them all of this kind of like brain neuro like games to do. And then the other test part of the group, they just had lift weights. Do you know the
lower body, Stu?
Your lower body. And do you know the ones that got the most neuro help was just lifting weights alone?
Their brains,
the drug and over the brain games.
Their brain increased. Their gray matter increased and the games didn't work.
And it's your immune system. Do you know that they're starting to figure out that muscle is like your heart. The heart's a muscle, right? And liver, it's an organ. They're actually calling muscle an organ. Why?
Nice.
Because it actually is not just something to just help us move. It actually releases something so important in your body.
Myokines.
And myokines send signals to your body to help your immune system. And it's absolutely
amazing.
So
when your muscle decreases, and that happens when you don't get enough protein, your myokines do not get released. So your immune system goes down. So you get autoimmune issues. All of that, it all relates.
And do you know that people that have had cancer, that have more muscle going in have a lot better chance. Mm. And it's really? Not just because they don't waste to nothing. It's that their muscle helps their, it's part of their immune function.
But John, we need to, we're at 1 hour. That was very nerdy.
I could go on, and now Pearl's eating. It's my chance to shine on the mic.
We might have a part two because I'm probably going to get a lot of questions. But just when you come at us with questions, I know it's okay to feel frustrated at some things, but I ask you to open your mind and look at that this as kind of exciting, fun stuff. Because when you straight away look at something as overwhelming and oh, now more to learn and what? They didn't tell us this before.
Yeah.
It's just a journey.
We wouldn't be who we are. We would be old school people stuck in the mud with a paper bag over our head if you want us to not bring you anything more.
That wasn't Catherine, though.
No, it wasn't Catherine, but I'm just saying it wasn't. I'm not talking to Catherine. I'm just talking to all the people that want us to stop bringing, right? Stop bringing. Just stay at base camp and don't bring us any more information. We would be giving you a disservice. You're going to have to keep learning.
We're going
to
bring and we're going to be a bit tough.
Daddy's
about
making me uncomfortable.
I'm just like, learn or die. That's how simple it is.
Daddy's face is making me uncomfortable.
We got to go, people. We love you, though. We do love you.
Peace. Jim.